I'm very happy because we played against a good side. It was well organized, stopped us from playing. Our game was not as fluent as usual, but we were focused, patient, and intelligent. And in the end, it was a victory of patience and intelligence, I would say, tonight.
Does it concern you at all, that lack of fluency, particularly at home?
No, because we had, I think we were a bit jaded physically today after Dortmund and West Brom, and that we knew that we were not as sharp as we are usually. But despite that, we could win a very important game, and that shows that the team is maturing much more than 2 months ago.
It's 14 goals in 22 appearances now for Alexis Sanchez. Could he turn into one of your best signings, Arsene? And the second part of that question is there a danger Arsenal could be a little too overly reliant on his goals?
To the first question, I wish, yes. And to the second, I say yes, of course. It's dangerous to rely on one player who scores goals. I think some other players can score goals, but at the moment he's miles ahead on the goal-scoring list from everybody else. So let's hope the others will join him.
Olivier Giroud made an immediate impact, didn't he, when he came off the bench? Mm-hmm. Great chance for him, and created another one for Danny Welbeck. He's looking very sharp considering how little football he's played in recent months.
Yeah, he worked very hard, I must say. And, you know, we pushed him back because he was ahead of schedule. And physically, I think we have good preparation, good rehab, and he benefited from it.
You ended the match with Giroud, Welbeck and Alexis Sanchez all on the pitch. Would you like to start with all three? How would you accommodate them in the side?
I did it at West Brom. You know, all three started. And it is possible because we won the game and we kept a clean sheet, so why not? But it doesn't mean that you score more goals, you know. I've seen the other night Barcelona playing with Neymar, Suarez and Messi, and Busquets scored the only goal. So it's not always mathematics football.
And finally from me, the three clean sheets in a row, and obviously Emiliano Martinez benefiting massively, the confidence that must give him. What about the rest of the defence and how well you feel they're playing at the moment?
I'm very happy with our defence tonight because they did very, very well, and Koscielny came back very strong like Giroud, and we looked stable, convincing performance defensively.
Can I just ask about Giroud? Is he able to start each game now? Are you still going to have to take care of him for the next few games?
No, he can start, you know. I have as well many choices to make, and so I can rotate a bit more, but he's physically 85-90% there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.